Narad gave a shap to Bhagavan at one time. So Parvati Amma is asking Lord Shiva how this happened. So now we'll see that. This is now 124 in your sheet there. What page? 110? 149. Page 149. There's a Sortha. Those of you who are interested in learning to sing this Tulsi Ramayana, Tulsidasji has basically four types of verses. One they call it Doha. One they call it Chaupai. And one they call it Chanda. And one they call it Sortha. This is Sortha. Next, 124, Kha. See that.
Kau Ram Guna Gatha Bharadwaj Sadar Sunahu Bhavanjan Raghunatha Bhajahu Tulsi Tajimana Mada Bhajahu Tulsi Tajimana Mada Siyavar Ram Chandra Ki Jai.
Bhagavan Shiva is telling to Parvati. And nowadays, suddenly you see Bharadwaj Muni, I don't know where he has come from and all. This is a very peculiar thing. This is going on between Lord Shiva and Parvati. But I'll tell you, Tulsidasji's composition is most wonderful. There are four dialogues going on simultaneously. The four dialogues are being, means four people are telling to four other people at the same time in this Tulsi Ramayana. So at one point you'll see, just now we saw Lord Shiva is telling to Parvati, that is the first one. Then Yajnavalkya is telling to Bharadwaj Muni. The same Ramayana, same time. And then at one point you will see Khaga. Anytime you see the word Khaga, that dialogue is between Kakabhushundi and Garud. Kakabhushundi is telling to Garud. And then at some point you see Tulsi. Tulsi Daji is telling to us. He's telling to all Samaj, saints, sages, like that. To all the people of the world. So Tulsi Daji is telling the story to us. Kakabhushundi is telling the story to Garud. Lord Shiva is telling to Parvati. And Yajnavalkya is telling to Bharadwaj. Same, simultaneously. It is amazing. There are layers of the story, actually. So now, Yajnavalkya is telling to Bharadwaj, he says, oh, Kahau Ram Guna Gatha. I am going to tell about the glories of Ram. So, you know, you can see what is coming in this Narad. Moha Prasang. Really speaking, at the end of it all, this is what we are supposed to get. What? The story is meant to glorify Ram. That is to, the Phalastuti is given in the beginning, actually. In the end, what will happen is that we'll really come to discover how great the Lord is. How great is his powers. His majesty, his mahima, you know, like that. So Ram Guna Gatha, Bharadwaj, Yajnavalkya is telling to Bharadwaj, I'm going to tell about the glories of Ram through this story. You know, sometimes we say when you tell about the son did this and the son did that and the son did the other thing, really you're glorifying the father, because the father was the one who made him like that. That sort of thing. But through the story, Bhagavan will be glorified. Then, Bharadwaj Sadara Sunahu, you listen. He's telling Bharadwaj, you listen. No, Tulsi Daji is telling us, you listen. Lord Shiva is telling Parvati, you listen. Like that. Kakabhushundi is telling to Garud, you listen. So all four of them are speaking simultaneously. Just Tulsi Daji chooses to put Bharadwaj. Bhavavanjana Raghunatha Bhajahu Tulsi Taji Manamad. In the same sortha, in the last line now, Tulsi Daji is telling. Because Tulsi's name comes there. He says what? That Raghunath is Bhavanjan. the one who removes all our bondage in this samsara and sorrows. Bondage and sorrows to this samsara. You know, people ask this question, what is bondage and sorrow and all. But all of us in our life, we have some form of sorrow or not. If anybody says no, don't speak too fast. Eh? Because all of us will have some form of sorrow or the next. So, Rama is the one who removes that sorrow. Bhajahu tulasi taji mana mada. Drop man and mada means drop these two things and worship Ram. Two things are given there, man, mada. Arrogance and pride. Intoxication and pride, like that. Man is pride. Mada is a very strong word. Mada is Sanskrit also. Eh? Mada means the intoxication or arrogance that a person gets upon the acquisition of something which hitherto he did not have and which other people do not have. That is called as mada. Like for example, four of us wrote an exam together and I passed. The other three didn't. No, I have something which they don't have. So that gives me some sort of edge. And that can happen with anything. Please remember, mada is so insidious, so surreptitious. It is creeping from anywhere and you don't know. The amazing thing. I remember as children, we used to play marbles, you know, play marbles. It's all marbles of a certain size. So one day I got a big marble like that. Huge marble, about five times the size of the ordinary marble. That day I came with a great pride, you know. I'm like an elephant. Because once I hit with this marble, it will scatter all of those other marbles, you know. So I'm the boss. That is called mother. It starts from childhood also, that is. It, some sort of intoxication by the possession of something. That would be money, education, looks, popularity, connections, anything people may have, isn't it? So he gets mother arrogance because of that, or intoxicated by that. So then he'll do anything also. And Ravana is full of this. That's why Vibhishana, when he's telling him, he adds this word mother. The three doors to hell, Vibhishana adds a fourth door because he knew that Ravana was. See that very famous chopai there. A doha.
काम क्रोध मद लोभ सब नाथ नरक के पन तो राम नाथ नरक के पंत सब परिहरि राम ही भजऊ बजहि जहि संत सियावर राम चंद्र की जय शरणम उमापति महादेव की जय पवन सुत हनुमान की जय बोलो भाई सब संतन की जय सियावर राम चंद्र की जय शरणम
रावण had a overdose of this mud when he goes to meet Marich. Marich told Ravan, this plan which you have to kidnap Sitaji and all of this thing, you forget this plan and please go home. So Ravan got angry like anything. Hey, you're trying to teach me now? So he had arrogance with his knowledge. In truth, Ravan had a lot of knowledge. Yeah? Nobody had knowledge like Ravan. In his time, he was the most knowledgeable person. It is said even Brahmaji used to come to consult him for certain things. So much knowledge he had, which is true. But that knowledge led to arrogance. So he told Maharaj, you are trying to teach me. Hanumanji also. He said, oh, we have found a guru in this monkey. This line is there. So Hanumanji could not teach him anything. Who is incarnation of Lord Shiva himself, you know. But see his arrogance. Hanumanji cannot teach him anything. Marish, his elder, cannot teach him anything. Then he tells Vibhishan and all, where is there any more Jodha greater than me? It means, what do you call, warrior. So he had a lot of arrogance in his strength also. So there's two things, his knowledge and his strength. So Vibhishan asked that word, Kama, Krodha, Mada, Lobha, Sabha, Nath, Narakyapan, they all lead to hell only. Sabha, Parihari, Raghubirahi, you drop all of these four. And Bhajahu, Bhajahi Jehi Sant. You worship that Lord who all the saints worship. Worship Ram. So this arrogance comes because of possession of something. Now, nothing is wrong with PC. People misinterpret. Oh, then we should not have this knowledge and this strength. It's not that. You have knowledge, have strength, have money, have whatever. But that should not lead to arrogance. So in a strong case in Ravan's case here, strong presence in Ravan's case. So here now, Tulsidaji says, you stupid Tulsi, he's telling to himself like that. He speaks to himself like that. You drop all this mana mother, with pride. And you see, man is also very, very, man means we have pride sometimes. This pride, man is such a wonderful thing. Sometimes nothing to be there, nothing is there, and the person still has pride. See, mother is something is there, right? He has gotten power, money, this, that, whatever. So he got arrogant because of this man, he thinks too much of himself with nothing. These are two strong words. Now, this is also going to give a hint to what is going to come in this Narad Prasang. You know. So now that's Prasang, how it starts, see this thing. From the very next verse itself, you can also follow. And we'll sing Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram in between.
Himagiri Guha Ek Ati Pavani Shri Ram Jai Ram Pahasami Ashram Param Punit Suhava Shri Ram Jai Ram Dekhi Devarishi Man Ati Bhava Nirakhi Sela Sari Dipena Vibhaga Ram Jay Ram Jay Jay Ram Jay Raghu Ram Jay Sita Ram Jay Sita Ram Siyavar Ramachandra Ki Jay.
Unfortunately, you know, when yajnas and satsangs like these and all, you just have to keep going over all of these verses, but there are so many wonderful things in it. That's why this in our shastras, you know, swadhyaya pravachanabhyam na pramaditavya, it says swadhyaya should not be given up. Swadhyaya means you should study when in your spare time, you go on studying these verses and all. You can't do all of this in a class like this, but there are such wonderful things. Quickly, I will just go through some of these points. So you get some hint as to what is going on. Himagiri Guha Ek Ati Pavani ಬಹಸಮೀಪ ಸುರ ಸರಿ ಸುಹಾವನಿ ಆಶ್ರಮ ಪರಮ ಪುನೀತ ಸುಹಾವ ದೇಹಿ ದೇವ ಋಷಿ ಮನ ಅತಿ ಭಾವ. ಸೊ ದೇವ ಋಷಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನಾರದ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನದರ್ ನೇಮ್ ಫಾರ್ ನಾರದ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹೀ ಇಸ್ ಅ ರಿಷಿ ಅಮಂಗ್ ದಿ ದೇವರ್ಸ್ ಅಮಂಗ್ ದಿ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಹಿ ಕೇಮ್ ಟು ಹಿಮಾಚಲ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿಮಾಲಯ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಸಾ ಏಕ ಗುಹಾ ಅ ನೈಸ್ ಕೇವ್ ದೇ ಒನ್ ಡೇ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಪಾಸಿಂಗ್ ಬೈ ದೇ ಹೀ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಗ್ಲೋಬ್ ಟ್ರಾಟರ್ ವಿತೌಟ್ ವೀಸಾ. ಸೊ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಪಾಸಿಂಗ್ ಬೈ ದೇ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈ ಸಾ ದಿಸ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಕೇವ್ ಬಹ ಸಮೀಪ ಸುರ ಸರಿ ಸುಹಾವನ್ ನೈಸ್ಲಿ ಗಂಗಾ ವಾಸ್ ಫ್ಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದೇ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ದೆನ್ ಆಶ್ರಮ ಪರಮ ಪುನೀತ ಸುಹಾವ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಲಿಟಲ್ ಕುಟಿ ಆಶ್ರಮ ವಾಸ್ ದೇ. ಸೊ ಆಲ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ದೇವ ರಿಷಿ ಮನ ಅತಿ ಭಾವ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಸಾ ದಿಸ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಸೈಟ್. ಇನ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ಯು ನೋ ಇಫ್ ದೋಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟ್ರಾವೆಲ್ ಟು ಹಿಮಾಲಯಸ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಸಿ ಸಮ್ ಎನ್ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್. ಈವನ್ ಟುಡೇ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಸಿ ದಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೇಕ್ಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ವಂಡರ್ ಯು ನೋ ಹೌ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ದಿ ಪ್ಲೇಸಸ್ ಆ. ಭಗವಾನ್ ನೇತ್ಯ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಇಸ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ವೇ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಗೋ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿ. ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ದೇ ಸೇ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಐಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಬಿಹೋಲ್ಡರ್ ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಟ್ರೂ. ಸೊ ಯು ಸಿ ಸಮ್ ಸಚ್ ಎನ್ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸಸ್ ದಟ್ ಇಟ್ ರಿಯಲಿ ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಬ್ರೆತ್ ಅವೇ ಎಸ್ ದೇ ಸೇ. ಸೊ ಸಮ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ಕೇಮ್ ಟು ಹಿಮಾಲಯಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಸಾ ದೇ ನಿರಕಿ ಸೇಲ ಸರಿ ಬಿಪಿನ ವಿಭಾಗ ಹಿ ಸಾ ದೇ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಥ್ರೀ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೀಸ್ ಥ್ರೀ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ 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 ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಂದೂ ಸಾಧನಾ. ಇಸ್ ಯು ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಪೇ ಅಟೆನ್ಷನ್ ಟು ದೆಮ್. ಸೇಲ ಮೌಂಟೇನ್ಸ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಸಿ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಅವರ್ ಸ್ಟೋರೀಸ್ ಇನ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸೆಟ್ ಇನ್ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದೀಸ್ ಟ್ರೀ. ಸೇಲ ಮೌಂಟೇನ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶಿವ ಇಸ್ ದೇ ಆನ್ ಮೌಂಟೇನ್. ಕಾಕುಶುಂಡಿ ಇಸ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಗರುಡ್ ಇನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಆನ್ ಮೌಂಟ್ ಮೇರು ಮೌಂಟೇನ್. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್. ದಿಸ್ ರಾಮಾಯಣ ಇಸ್ ಬಿಂಗ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಟೂ ವಕ್ತ ಟೂ ಸ್ಪೀಕರ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ಮೌಂಟೇನ್ ಸೇಲ. ದೆನ್ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಸರಿ. ಸರಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ರಿವರ್. ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಆಫ್ ಅವರ್ ಸ್ಟೋರೀಸ್ ಗೋ ಆನ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಬ್ಯಾಂಕ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ರಿವರ್ಸ್. ಗಂಗಾ ಅಸ್ತಿ ಅವರ್ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಲರ್ನ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಬ್ಯಾಂಕ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಂಗಾ ಇನ್ ಉತ್ತರ ಕಾಶಿ. ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ತಪೋವನ್ಜಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ವಾಸ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ದೇ ಸ್ಟೇಯಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಬ್ಯಾಂಕ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಂಗಾ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಸ್ಟೋರೀಸ್ ಯುಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಬ್ಯಾಂಕ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ರಿವರ್ಸ್ ನರ್ಮದಾ ಸಿಂಧು ಕಾವೇರಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್. ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್. ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಒನ್ ವಿಪಿನ ವಿಭಾಗ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಗಾರ್ಡನ್ ಗ್ರೋವ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಸಚ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ ತ್ರೀ ಆಫ್ ದೆಮ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಡು ಯು ನೋ ದಿಸ್ ತ್ರೀ ವಿಚ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ತುಳಸಿದಾಸ್ ಹಿ ಲೈಕ್ಸ್ ದೆಮ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಪುಟ್ ದೆಮ್ ದೇ. ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಟಾಪ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಮೌಂಟೇನ್ ದಟ್ ಸಿಂಬಲೈಸ್ ಗ್ಯಾನ್ ಯೋಗ. ಗ್ಯಾನ್ ಗ್ಯಾನ್ ಟಿಪ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಮೌಂಟೇನ್. ದಿ ರಿವರ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಯೋಗ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟಿ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ರಿವರ್ಸ್ ಫ್ಲೋ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್ ನಾ ಲೈಕ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಯೋಗ ನಾಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ದಿ ಫ್ಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ರಿವರ್ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಫ್ಲೋ ಟೆಲ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಹೋಲ್ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ ಆಫ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಯೋಗ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದಿ ರಿವರ್ಸ್ ಫ್ಲೋ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಎನಿಬಡಿ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಕರ್ಮ ನಾಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಬಾಂಡೇಜ್. ಬಟ್ ವೀ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಯೋಗ ದಟ್ ಫ್ರೀಸ್ ಹಿಮ್. ಸೊ ರಿವರ್ಸ್ ಆ ಕರ್ಮ ಯೋಗ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಕಾಲ್ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಗಾರ್ಡನ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗ. ಸಿ ವಾಟ್ ಅ ನೈಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಬೀಸ್ ಕಮ್ ದೇ ಟು ಕಿಸ್ ಫ್ಲವರ್ಸ್. ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗ ಸಿಂಬಲೈಸಸ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ. ಸೊ ದೀಸ್ ತ್ರೀ ದೇ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಸಿ ಆಲ್ ಅವರ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಸ್. ಸಿ ನೈಮಿಷಾರಣ್ಯ ಹೋಲ್ ಭಾಗವತ್ ಇಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ನೈಮಿಷಾರಣ್ಯ ಬೈ ಸೂತಜಿ. ಹೋಲ್ ಭಾಗವತ್ ಗಿವನ್. ಸೊ ಲೈಕ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ದಿ ಯು ನೋಟಿಸ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಆನ್ ಬ್ಯಾಟಲ್ ಫೀಲ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ರೇ ಕೇಸ್ ರೈಟ್. ಬಟ್ ಡು ಯು ನೋ ದಟ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ರೆಕಾರ್ಡೆಡ್ ಬೈ ವೇದ್ ವ್ಯಾಸ್ ಜಿ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಆಶ್ರಮ್. ವೇದ್ ವ್ಯಾಸ್ ಜಿ ಇಸ್ ರೈಟಿಂಗ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದಿವ್ಯ ಚಕ್ಷು ಹಿ ಕುಡ್ ಸಿ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್. ಸೊ ದಿ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ವಿಚ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಆಶ್ರಮ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಸರೌಂಡೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಗಾರ್ಡನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಸಚ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಅಗೇನ್. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಇನ್ ಎನ್ಗೇಜ್ ನಾವ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅದರ್ ಟ್ರೆಡಿಷನ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಯು ಸಿ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಬೋರ್ನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಡೆಸರ್ಟ್. ದಿಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಸತ್ವಿಕ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ ರಜಸಿಕ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಸತ್ವ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರೈಸಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಂದೂಯಿಸಮ್. ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಬೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್. ಸೊ ನಾರದ್ ಕೇಮ್ ದೇ ನೋ ಅಂಡ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಸೈಡ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಯು ಸೊ ಮೆನಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ದ ದೇ ವಿಚ್ ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಸೊ ನಾರದ್ ಕೇಮ್ ದೇ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈ ಸಾರ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನೌ ಸಿ ದೀಸ್ ತ್ರೀ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ವರ್ ದೇರ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ಮೌಂಟೇನ್ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ರಿವರ್. ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಯು ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನ್ ವೈ ಆಲ್ ತ್ರೀ ಕಮ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್. how enchanting it will be. Payau Ramapati Pada Anuraga. And when he saw it, it evoked in his heart a great love for the feet of Bhagavan Vishnu, Ramapati. Now, this is also a most wonderful thing. You know, this is why we are saying just now that the beauty really lies in the eyes of the beholder, because another person will pass right there and he'll see the same thing, but it will not do anything. You see? That means he had a great love. And Girija, just now Parvati ji was also telling, he's such a great bhakta of Lord Vishnu. So the thing served to evoke in his heart the right sentiments. It took his mind in the right direction. And that all depends on the person, what he has inside of him. So when one person sees flowers, he thinks, oh, I can take this for my beloved. Another sees flowers, I can make mala and make some money, you know. Another sees flowers, he says, oh, my bees are starving of flowers and I should bring my bees here. If he's a, what do you call them? A beekeeper. So everybody who sees that flowers will see something else. And one fellow bought a flower and took it for his wife on Valentine's Day. He saw a big sign of the, on the side of the road that said, say it with flowers. So, and there was a heart drawn there. And he said, there was a sign that said, say it with flowers. So he bought a flower and took it by his wife. His wife said, what? You only bought me one flower? He said, yes, I am a man of few words. Flower is a conveyance of love. And some person, some pujari passing, oh, yeah, flower we can offer to Ram. Everybody will see something else, or depending on what is inside. And the fact that when he saw these three things together, it evoked in his heart love for Ram, a love for the Lord, Bhagavan Vishnu, that means to say he was a great bhakta in truth. Otherwise, minds will turn in other directions also when we see. Sumirata harihi shapagati badhi. When he remembered Bhagavan Vishnu, his shrap went away. No, what shrap? Tulsidaji also doesn't tell. But Tulsidaji has a knack for doing this. There will be some big story in Puranas. And in the beginning of this Ramayana, he does something wonderful. He says, I have included all Shastras in this Ramayana. Nana Purana Nigamagama Sammatam Yad Ramayane Nigaditam Kwachidanyatopi. And other sources, all he has put into this Ramayana. But this is how he does it. He says, when Narad saw this mountain and river and forest and everything, it was so enchanting. His heart got stolen away by love for the Lord. He went away. And the shrap went away. Now which shrap? Now you have to go and see that way he's talking about. That's all he says. Shrap went away. So that shrap is, that one story is, you know, Narad once, he's also a very naughty fellow. This Narad. Daksha Prajapati had three sons, you know. Narad went and taught these guys Sankhya Yoga. And all three of them became sannyasi and left Daksha. They went away from home. This is a nightmare of every parent. All their three sons, his three sons, became sannyasi. And this is amazing. Guruji also makes a lot of fun about this. All, wherever we go, they tell him, Swamiji, send one brahmachari here. Send one brahmachari. Sannyasis don't have children. They go on telling, send one acharya, send one brahmachari here. You know, where sannyasis will get you? And then you tell those same people, you please send your child to ashram, we'll train them. And all talk? Finish. So that Narad went and taught these three boys of Daksha, the Sankhya Yoga and all, they became such sannyasis and all, they left home. Daksha got angry with this Narad and gave him shap. He told, from now on, you will never have any resting place in this universe. But you know, this line is also very wonderful. Please see what is going on here. Narad became so overwhelmed with that place and his mind went to Bhagwan. His mind went, and the last line says, Sahaja Bimala Mana Lagi Samadhi. His mind went inside and got absorbed. It means to say his mind went deep enough to a realm where the shrap doesn't have effect. The shrap can only have effect if the mind is this superficial layers of existence. But then mind went so deep inside, the shrap also cannot reach that level. And so the idea is, there is a realm of existence which we also can go to, where we can really escape the effects of any karma, any shrap, any past, anything. There is a realm where we can go, a realm inside. But rarely do we. Rarely do we ever get there. So we are affected all the time by all past karma, this, that, and all, you know. So anyway, Narad went in there and got absorbed. Now, the story really gets interesting. Now see the next line. Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram गति देखि सुरेश देराना काम ही बोली की न सनमाना श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम सहित सहाय जाऊँ मम हेतु चले उहरषीय जल कर केतु श्री राम जय राम जय सुनासी रमन महु असी त्रासा चहत देव ऋषि मम पुरवासा श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम जय राम जय कामी लोलुप जग माई कुटिल काक दिव सबई देराई श्री राम जय जय सुख हार लय भाग सठ स्वान निरखि मृग राज छीन ले जन जान जड़ सुरपति न लाज सिया पर राम चंद्र की जय शरणम सीताराम सियावर राम चंद्र की जय शरणम सीताराम मुनि गति देखी सुरेश देराना सुरेश नाउ नॉट समबडी एल्स इंटर दिस स्टोरी नाउ एक्ट वन सीन टू Suresh, Indra Bhagwan, he enters. He saw this Narad now in that Himalayan cave, an ashram there. He's in Samadhi. So what happens? Derana, he became scared. Indra Bhagwan became scared. So what he did? Kama hi boli kina sanamana. He called Kam. Kam Dev now. Just now we talked about Kam, Krodh, Mada, Lobha. So he called the head. Because from Kam, everything else comes. He called Kamadev. Then he did Indra Bhagwan. He's king, but he's bowing to Kamsan Manami, all respect to Kam. Then, Sahita Sahaya Jahu Mama Hetu Chaleu Harashi Hiya Jala Chara Ketu. He told, you go there and you, very, very briefly, Tulsidaji tells, you go there and seek my welfare. In other words, you go there and disturb that Narad. You bring him out of that samadhi. Now, you see, in the next line, and Tulsidasji gives messages like this without saying the message. He just said, you go there and disturb that Narad and get him out of that samadhi. See the next line, Chale Uharashi here. Jalacharaketu. With joy in his heart, Kamdev went there. But he did not ask why. Why I must go on? First, why? Second thing, is it prudent? Third thing, what will be the consequences if I fail? Nothing here. Great joy in his heart, he went. Do you know any instance of calm desire in our mind? This is true. We don't ask that thing good for me, not good. What will be the consequence? Not nothing. We just go. Anytime we have any desire, we just pursue like anything. Kamdev went happily, yes. Yes, boss. Indra sent him. And see, you have to see all the symbolism wonderful inside there. Please, that's why I told you, you please go on reading and give thought to all of these things. Indra Bhagwan is the mind, one who is the master of the senses. So that mind has the calm and send all the senses. So here, you know, see that connection and all. Okay. And mind, it will send the senses in all directions. You pursue. The eyes want to see this. Ears want to see that, like that. And they will go happily following this mind, whatever the mind says. Now, see the next line, how interesting. Sunasi Ramana Mahu Asitrasa. He was afraid. Now, Tulsidasji gives an explanation. He was afraid. He was scared when Narada started doing this tapas. Narada started doing this meditation there. Chahata Deva Rishi Mama Purabhasa. What he thought? Narada wants to come and take my throne. My throne, he wants it. He wants to come and take over my treasury and my kingdom. So he became scared. And Tulsidasji uses a very nice word, Sunasir. Sunasir word, you know? Sunasir means one who is a big controller of a huge army. Big army controller. So here, see the contrast of Tulsidasji also wonderful, chooses this word of Indra Bhagwan. Here is one who has such a huge army. And here is this sage who is sitting with nothing. But the one with the huge army is afraid of this sage. Look at the contrast there. The one who has such a power, but afraid of a simple sage with a beena in his hand. He thinks he is going to come and take my kingdom. Narada is going to come and take my kingdom. Replace me. Jay comes to Tulsidasji's comment now. Je kami, lolup jagamahi. Those who are covetous and greedy, is strong comment. Some of Tulsidasji's comments are very strong. And I can't apologize and tell you, I have to tell you. Very, very strong. Je kami, those who are greedy and covetous, lolup jagamahi, kutila kaka ivasabahi derahi. Like a conniving crow, they are always afraid of everybody. Strong, na? Those who are really greedy and covetous and all, they are always afraid of all people and all things in this world. Because anytime I am covetous of anything, I am afraid somebody else will get it, isn't it? And he gives a strong example in the next line. Sukh harale bhaga satha swan and rakhi mriga raj. Like a foolish dog who has a dry bone and he sees the king of all animals, the lion, coming, and he thinks this lion is coming to take my dry bone. Dried bone. Chini lei jani jani jara timi sura pati hi na laj. And such strong words. This Indra is shameless like this foolish dog who has a dried bone and takes it and runs away thinking that the lion will come and take it. That is foolishness. What dried bone? The lion will eat you first. He's thinking about he'll take my dried bone. So in that statement, so many things are there. This dog is thinking he's so great. Lion is coming for the bone, not him. All sorts of anyway, you can make so many things out of it. Now see. that Kamdev goes there. Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Tehi Ashram Hisma Dan Jab Gayau Nij Maya Basant Nirmayau Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram Kusumit Bidi Vipap Bahurang Chali suhavani trivida vyari kaam krisanu badhavani hari Shri Ram Jaya Ram Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram Ramadik sura nari सकल असमसर कला प्रदीना श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम करही गान बहु तान तरंगा बहु दिक्रेही पानी पतंगा Shri Ram Jaya Ram Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram Dekhi Sahayam Dan Harshana Kine Sikuni Panch Bidina काम कला कछु मुनि ही न चंद्र की जय ते आश्रम ही मदन जब गयो निज माया बसंत निर्मयो कुसुमित विविध बिटप बहुरंगा कूज ही कोकिल गुंज ही भृंगा means he went there and he created this basant means that spring time you know who did Kamdev he had his powers you know he went to that ashram there and he This was summertime, where he created spring. Summertime, river is flowing very nice. He created that spring atmosphere. Tehi ashrami madana jab gayau, nija maya basanta Nirmaya, we created our spring vernal season. Then Kusumita Bibida Bitapa Bahuranga, he made all nice flowers blossom there, all in, like when you see in those cartoons and all. A nice tree started, you know, all different color leaves and this and that. Kujahi kokila gunjahi bringa. All the cuckoo birds started singing and the bees started buzzing around, humming and all. He created such an atmosphere. Chali suhavani tribida bayari. And three different types of breeze started blowing. Breeze was supposed to be cool and fragrant and soft, like that. Three different types of breeze. And kama krisanu bharavani hari. He created an enchanting atmosphere everywhere that is conducive for calm, desire only. Lost, that kind of thing. Rambadika sura nari nabina. And then he brought all his Ramba ityati, all his celestial damsels to dance and all with their ball in their hand and everything. And all that. Tulsidaji puts there also. Tulsidaji doesn't leave out anything. Eh? Sakala. And they were all very adept at doing this thing, you know. Sakala. Asam sar kala prabina. They knew the art of creating this type of atmosphere very well. All of them very adept. Kare gana bahutana taranga. In all ragas and songs, they sang in all ragas and all. In different tunes. Bahubidhi kridahi pani patanga. See, pani patanga means a ball in there. And all of them. Dekhi sahaya madana harish anam. Kamdev himself, seeing his own people at work there, creating such an atmosphere, he himself became happy. He was proud of his own, yes, his own creation and all. Kinesi puni prapancha vidhi nana. He was amazed at his own creation, so fell in love with it as though. Then, the next line, now trouble starts. Kama kala, all his artistic display of kama, Kamdev creating this atmosphere and trying to bring this Narad out of that state with all of this lustful creation and all things around, trying to bring him out. Kamakala kachu munihi nabyapi. Had no effect on this Devarishi Narad. Nija bhaya dareu manobhava papi. And then he became scared also. This thing failed miserably. It didn't have any effect on Narad. So Kamdev became scared now. Seem, and then Tulsidas, he puts a comment. Nice comments. In different places, he puts such nice comments. See the comment. Very wonderful. He says, Seema ki chapi sakai kautasu bararakawar mapati jasu. Who can ever transgress the boundaries of a person who is protected by Ramapati? Who is protected by Bhagawan? Who could transgress the boundaries of that person like that? Nobody can touch him, in other words. Anybody who is protected by the Lord, nobody can touch him. Bhagavan tells, na, there, in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna pratijanihi kaunteya name bhakta pranashyati. My devotee will never perish. Tesham aham samuddharta mrityu samsara sagara. I myself, all such lines are there in Gita, nice lines. So, Tulsidaji is also telling, who can ever touch that devotee who is protected by the Lord himself? So Kamdev, all his antics and all things didn't work. Then he became scared. Sahita sahaya sabhita ati mani hari manam mein. He quickly accepted defeat. Yesterday also, I told about this thing. It's a very, very wonderful thing. He quickly accepted defeat and fell on the feet of Devarishi Narad. This is a very, very important thing. That is always the best thing to do in such circumstances. Otherwise, you know, people, that time their ego comes to the front, and to correct one foolishness, they start a second foolishness. Have you seen? Best thing is to just surrender, leave it. Yesterday I told accept. That acceptance thing is very, very important. Gahesi jai municharana taba kahi suti arat bhai. And now the Muni Devarishi Narad also saw this Kamdev. And I know Kamdev is also very shrewd. He said, oh, great Rishi, you know it was not my fault. Indra sent me. Indra sent. Some people say like that. Bhayavna Narada mana kachur rosha. And this is the next important line. Narad did not get angry even a little bit. Not even a little bit, he did not get angry. But Kamdev was very apprehensive. He thought that when this Narad gets angry and he opens his eye, he's going to kill me. So, kahi priya bachana kama paritosha. And Narad also told very nice words. He spoke very softly, loving words and all. Kam, don't worry, don't worry. Beta, it's not your fault. Nai charana siru ayasu pai. And now Kamdev, quick, all this is happening quick in one doha. Kamdev, thank you, Narad, thank you. And he did prostration and he ran away to Indra. Before he changed his mind, I better go. Fast. He took off from there. Gayau madana. Taba sahita sahai. He went along with all Ramba Ityadi. They all quickly got out from there. Because he's in good spirit, better get fast from here. Now, see next time. Muni susilata apani karani surapati sabha jai sabha barani. They all went now to Indra's king, their sabha, and told Indra, such and such thing happened. And they spoke very nicely about the Muni. They spoke very nicely about Narad. Well, Muni Susilta is such a great soul, or such great character. Kamdev and all went and told to Indra. No, Indra Sabha was, they were all waiting, you know. So when they heard this report, Apani Karani, Surapati Sabha, Jai Sabha Barani, he told the whole story, how he's so forgiving, so compassionate, he never got even 1 ounce of anger, this, that. And other things, see, Suni Sabke Mana Acharaj Awa Munihi Prapancha Harihi Siru Nawa. That he also did not succumb to Kamdev's exhortations and all this. And you see, they were all amazed. And all these devas who were gathered there, when they heard this great story, now all praises were to Narad. He did not succumb to this Kamdev. Then he did not get angry. Then he blessed him also and sent him away. And you know, when he was in Puranas and all, he told, when you go there, you please tell your Indra, I don't want his kingdom. I have no desire for kingdom. Do you know? This thing went to that sabha. And all the devas heard. And all of this news started going now all over CNN. All over this. Because all devas, they had all come there and all with their own UFOs and all. So they all sat back in the UFOs and went back wherever they came from. And they told this news, spread everywhere. What? In one stroke, Narad had conquered Kama, Krodha, and Lobha. He doesn't want that kingdom. So all these devatas started talking. Wow! Narad did. That is amazing. And the news started spreading everywhere. And what? One more news came now. What is that news? Even Lord Shiva could not accomplish this thing. Because Lord Shiva got angry with Kamdev and burnt him too. Ashi is there some Purva Janma and all, na? You don't know that. So the news that spread now, this Narad has superseded even Lord Shiva. Now, see here, Narad really did or not? He did. The fact of the matter is, he did. But I'll tell you something about this human being now. Human being means, tell you about us, Don't think Narada alone. You think about all of us. This human being, if he gets any success in life and he doesn't capitalize on that success to bring him that location, to fulfill that location which I was talking about. Remember I talked about this in the beginning? That location, if he gets success and that success is not used to capitalize on location to satisfy his desire for name and fame and all of these things, that success is of no use to him. He has to use that thing to get some commendation and praises. And this praise thing, when it lands on our air, ha ha ha. And if I have done better than another person, what is the use of doing better than the other person if the other person doesn't know? That other person has to know na. Now, what is the use of doing better than the other? He must know. This is an amazing thing. So, this news now went circulated. You know, news spread very fast, especially people traveling on pushback Viman and all everywhere. And it's like how quickly that news will go, right? And then this news came back to Narad also. And hey, Narad, but you are greater than Lord Shiva himself. You superseded even Lord Shiva, who could not conquer his calm. And so he got angry and burned that. So Narad, oh. I superseded Lord Shiva himself. My God, I have to be great. But what is this greatness if Lord Shiva doesn't know that thing? So then what he does? Well, Narad, because he can go from universe to universe, his next destination was straight Kailash. He has to go to Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva at least should know this thing, you know. Because this success is of no use to me if he doesn't know. So Narad, Tab Narad Gavane Siva Pahi. See that line? Tab Narad Gavane Siva Pahi. He went straight to Lord. And so quickly, Tulsidas doesn't mince words and this and that and all. He reached Shiva in, that means he reached Shiva in a flash, because quarter of a chopai. He reached there in a flash. Jita kaam ahamiti manamahi. And this is the line, see. Because he had conquered kaam, conquered krodh, and conquered. Because if you conquer kaam, you conquer this. Okay, they spring from. And it's shown there also. He didn't get angry. Then he didn't want that kingdom. So now with great arrogance. This ahamiti here is arrogance. Because of the acquisition of this great, or the triumph there, he became very arrogant now. That, oh, I conquered. And this Lord Shiva himself was not able to conquer. And he went straight to Lord Shiva. And Mar Charit Sankarahi Sunai. And the whole story he told to Shankar Bhagwan. How he conquered. That is amazing thing, you know. When we conquer, I read something recently, you know, somewhere. Very nicely it was saying. You know, in the writings of Rahim, it said one place, Rahim was giving some dan to somebody. And Rahim bent his head. And he was giving that dan. So they asked, Hari, you're giving. You should be proud now. Why are you bending your head? He said, I'm bending my head in shame because I'm giving this dan to that person and I will get praises and commendations and I will get, you know, all good name because I'm giving dan. But in fact and in truth, this dan belongs to Bhagwan, but it belongs to him and I'm giving it. So instead of Bhagwan getting the praises, I will get the praises. When the praises really belong to Bhagwan only. So, I am ashamed of that. that I will have to usurp the praises that belong to the Lord. And this is the right attitude, you know, of all, like the human being, he prays to Bhagwan to get wealth. And when he gets the wealth, this is what I read. He prays to Lord, Bhagwan, please give me wealth. He goes on. Please give me wealth. And when he gets the wealth and he becomes rich and all, he gives donation to Bhagwan's temple. And he puts his name on the bottom. I gave, you know. He forget that he had prayed to Bhagwan and all. Very human. So, the one who gave him, who gave Narada this power, who gave Narada this strength, inner strength and all to conquer calm, krodh and lobe, three doors to hell. The one who gave him that power, he went to that same one now and he's boasting. This is an amazing thing. And there's a most wonderful point which comes out here now for social application and all. But that point now we'll see tomorrow. Bhagwan Shiva, he comes up with a great plan, an amazing plan. We'll see this plan tomorrow and how it is applicable in our life. But this is where that praises hit his ears. If the praises hit his ears, Narada's ears, and it is not known to the main protagonist in that whole thing, which is Lord Shiva, if it's not known to him, he doesn't maximize his benefit from the acquisition, you see? Yes. Amazing thing. All right, we shall see tomorrow. Because today's two sessions finish. Now, today evening we are seeing Ahalya, Draupadi, Sita. So Draupadi, Sita we'll see. Yesterday already we saw Ahalya. Evening we'll see Draupadi and Sita. Also a little bit of Kunti we'll see. Okay. Aarti will have an evening only. Yeah? Okay. Let us sing a little bit. Govind Jay Jay Gopal Jay Jay की जाए। ओके सो